this class, we will explore A Tale of Two Women, and we will see this tale in different perspectives, and we will see that actually we are one of those women. So in order to understand what we're going to learn, I need to make a few introductions. Introduction number one. The Torah, the written text, has mitzvahs, commandments. But these commandments have different perspectives. There's a perspective in a practical sense, what it means, what you have to do and what you don't have to do, the will of God. Then there's a deeper perspective of what it teaches us in our service to God. Actually, a deeper step, the Baal Shem Tov, Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov, the founder of the Hasidic movement, he used to say that from every single thing that a person sees, from every single thing that a person hears, has to learn a lesson in the service to God. So not just what it's written in the Torah, rather, every single thing in the world, we have to learn a lesson in the service to God. Why? As we're going to learn, every single thing in the world has a spark of godliness inside of it. And you can stay with whatever you see, whatever it is, or you can actually look deeper into the situation you're seeing, the object you're seeing, the person you're seeing, and find the godliness inside of it. That godliness is there to teach you something, is there for you to take and go closer, get closer to God. So let's start. Point number one, the Torah in Parshas Kisaitse brings one law, one halacha in Hebrew, law. What's the law? If a man has two women, one of those he likes, one of the women he likes, he loves her. And the other one, as it's written in the text, it's a hated woman. But you know what? The firstborn is from the hated woman. Still, even so, he has to give the inheritance that belongs to the firstborn, even though it's the first son of the woman he doesn't like, the woman doesn't like. Why? Because the Torah says that a firstborn has two parts of inheritance. So for instance, if a person has two children, one of them is firstborn, so he has to divide his inheritance in three parts. Two parts go to one son, the firstborn, and one part goes to the other son. So the Torah expresses this law to teach us even a deeper level. That means that even if the firstborn is from a woman that he doesn't like, but for whatever reason it is his wife, even so, you have to give two parts to the firstborn, even if you don't like the mother, and so on. That's the law. Now, as I explained before, every single thing in the world, how much more so laws in the Torah, have something to teach us. This is one of the core thoughts in the Hasidic thought. The laws of the Torah are not just laws. They have a very deep teaching to us. Now, let's think, what are the components of this teaching? First of all, we have a man, husband. Then we have two wives. And then we have a firstborn. What are we talking about? The man is God. Two wives are two types of people. And the firstborn, what is that? The Geula, the redemption. What means redemption? Redemption means the revelation of godliness into the world. As our sages teach us, the most deep reason why God created the world, there are a few actually quoted in different Sfarim, different books, in Kabbalah books, in Midrashim, and so on, but the deepest and most core idea is that God wanted to have a dwelling place down here in this world. How do you do that? By you going, living your life through the teachings of God, by you fulfilling the will of God, learning Torah, fulfilling the mitzvahs, the commandments, and so on, God dwells inside of you. Okay, so do you see that? Not really. People learn, people fulfill commandments and so on, and still they don't feel godliness. A person might actually get depressed and think, God is not dwelling inside of me. He doesn't like me. I see people keeping all kinds of interesting commandments and very deep connection to God. It doesn't happen to me. So again, a person might fall into depression. So the author of the teaching we're going to learn, he was called Shneur Zalman of Liadi, the Alter Rebbe, the founder of Hasidic movement, Chabad Hasidic movement. He was the third generation after the Baal Shem Tov. So it comes the founder of the Hasidic movement, Baal Shem Tov. Then comes the Maggid of Mezrich. He was the teacher of the Alter Rebbe. The author of the Hasidic discourse in which this class is based is the Alter Rebbe, third generation of Hasidic movement. Now, Again, we have two types of people. What are these two types of people? One of them is called tzaddikim. Very, very high, lofty levels of godliness that this person actually feels it. He's a righteous person, a very special person. There are very few of them, like Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, that he used to see the world around him and used to see godliness. Not the world, not the physical world, godliness. He used to feel it. If he was keeping a mitzvah, he used to be on fire inside of him, of love of God, fear of God, understanding the mitzvah, understanding what it means in a spiritual way, all the laws of that mitzvah and so on. That's one type of people. But again, very few of them in the world. That represents the wife that this husband loves. She's beautiful. She does everything perfect. No mistakes at all. Tzaddikim, righteous people. But you know what? Again, very few of them in the world. Most of the people, we are not tzaddikim, and I include myself, we're not tzaddikim, we're not righteous people. We're people that we struggle, you know. We try to keep God's will. We try to do things properly. But not necessarily we feel it. We don't really feel pleasure when keeping a mitzvah, when doing the right thing. We feel pleasure by food. We feel pleasure by each person has a different type of pleasure and so on. Physical things. But it's very difficult to feel pleasure in spiritual things. Even so, we still do what we have to do. Why? Because we do know, we have faith that, again, God wants a dwelling place in this world. And when we do what he wants from us, he dwells within each one of us. It doesn't matter whether it's a Jew or a non-Jew. He is dwelling inside of us when we fulfill his will, doing his mitzvahs, his commandments, and so on. And even though we don't see that, we have to have faith that that's true. And the Alter Rebbe, the author of this teaching, has a very interesting proof, a very interesting idea to show us that even if we don't see something, that something is still there. And the proof is the difference between thought and speech. When a person talks, in the best case, he actually first thinks, what is he going to talk about? What is he going to say? He orders thoughts in his mind, the words and the letters and the phrases and so on, and then he talks. So the speech that is heard by somebody else actually carries the ideas that this person thought first, and then he spoke. But in the speech, not necessarily you see the thoughts. Sometimes thoughts are much, much deeper than words that a person talks. And he only manages to express his thoughts in a certain particular way, to the point that two different people might express a thought, an idea, a concept with different words. But the thought is the same, just two different words. Three, four, five different teachers talk and teach differently, but it's still the same concept. So we see that whatever gets revealed is not necessarily the thoughts. What's revealed is actually words. But those words of speech are not exactly the same words of thought. But when you hear the person and that whatever the person says makes sense, you conclude that there's a thought behind that, that this person is trying to convey and so on with these words that he's speaking. So the same way we see the world, and we don't see godliness in the world. We do keep mitzvahs. We do what God wants from us. We don't see godliness inside of that. We don't see the godliness inside of that. Sometimes we don't even feel it. We don't feel the enthusiasm. We don't feel the godliness and so on, but we still do it. And you have to know that that godliness is there. You have to know that when you see the world and you see physical things, you have to know that godliness is within those physical things. God creates the world with words. That's why in the beginning of the text of the Torah, when the Torah is talking about the creation says God spoke and this and that came into being. The words of God, they stand firm in the heavens and so on. But that's what we see. But besides that, behind that, inside of that, there's godly thought. God dwells within those words. The same thing happens when a person is doing a mitzvah. God dwells in that action. And we're actually fulfilling the reason why God created the whole world, to have a dwelling place in this world. Where? Inside of each one of us. when you actually fulfill God's will. Now, having said that, that's the example that helps us understand that even if we don't feel, even if we don't see, and we are still the hated, quote unquote, wife of the husband, which is God, the tzaddikim, the righteous people, as I explained before, are the loved wife of this husband, quote unquote, God. Because they do everything perfect. We don't do everything perfect. We're the hated wife. We struggle. We have passions for this physical world. We do see the physical world. We give it an importance and so on. When we don't feel the spiritual world, the spirituality behind that. We don't feel God. So we're the hated wife. However, who has the firstborn? Who actually brings Geula, redemption, into this world? In other words, who brings God into the lowest levels in the world? Even within us, that we don't feel anything, and we fall into depression and so on, who is in charge of bringing God into those dark places? Us. The tzaddikim, the righteous people, they only, quote unquote, bring down God to their level. A level of brightness, a level of enthusiasm, a level of love of God, fear of God. They really enjoy it, but there are very few. We, the hated wife, quote unquote, we bring down godliness into the darkest of the darkest places, into ourselves, into our lives. So we should know that the firstborn belongs to us. The Geula, the redemption, the revelation of godliness into the lowest and darkest places of the world depends on us, not on the tzaddikim, not on the righteous people. So that's why the Torah says, when a man has two wives and he loves one of them, and he hates the other one, you should know that the firstborn, the greatest level, the revelation of the real reason why God created the world, that belongs to the hated wife. Therefore, don't fall into depression if you don't feel, if you don't see, if you think God doesn't love me, he doesn't like me. Wait a second. This is the way God created the world. This is the way God wants you and created you. We said before, he hates that wife and so on. Yes, but again, who's in charge of really bringing down God and fulfilling the reason why the creation was done and so on? We. After all, it's not really a hated wife. Otherwise, why would he marry us? Why would he create us? He's cruel, you know? He creates us, we don't feel anything, and he says, I don't like you because you don't feel anything. You are making me not feel anything. So wait a second. Again, the reason why he created us in such a way, and the Torah says, quote unquote, he hates us, is because he wants us to bring him down into our dark, quote unquote, terrible lives. That's what he wants. So don't get depressed and continue doing your job, your avoida, your work within yourself, improving yourself and bringing down godliness into the world, because actually that's what God wants, and he enjoys, he has tremendous pleasure more in our work than in the work of the righteous.